tonight's The Essay was presented by Paul Farley and produced in Bristol by Tim Dee. Well, tomorrow night at the same time, Ed Hollis explores modernist architecture's battle with the Baroque world. That's tomorrow night here on BBC Radio 3 at 10:45.
Original British drama on BBC One.
My name's Bert Middleton. I'm the second oldest man in Britain. And this is my story.
I promised my father I'd be in the field at 3.
This is our farm. My country. I will not let it go.
All of life was in our village.
The attention of right-thinking men must be on what is coming. War. The
love that asks no question.
I want you to have your life.
What am I if I can't give that to you?
The Village, starring John Sim and Maxine Peake, starts Sunday night at 9 on BBC One and BBC One HD.
This is BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM on digital radio, and you can listen to us online. It's 11 o'clock, and now Lake Junction with Fiona Talkington.
That's the sound of Mop Mop. They're a band created by Andrea Bonini, Italian-born, now resident in Berlin. And that was a track called Black Ivory from Mop Mop's album, which is out in a couple of weeks. It's called Isle of Magic, and it's Andrea's vision of an island of musicians who are just fishing, cooking, playing and practising voodoo. Welcome to Late Junction. As ever, it's great to be back with you. I'm Fiona Talkington here until 12:30. Believe it or not, it's 4 years since Rokia Traore's last album, but her new one, Beautiful Africa, is out in a couple of weeks. It's produced by John Parrish and recorded in Bristol. And this is Untari, a song about the value of friendship.
Thank you. ni jogo ya bala atelaban munde ni ntinye dia baroduma munde ni ntinye dia beni kelenya aninyongenye kum Fodoka ke kamanye ni jama bela jelen ke laboroye usigiti ke kodumanye Fodoka nalu ni jama bela jelen ke kunyara ubaruti dia
Inye John a summer rain. The lady, let me ease your pain. Why, oh, why, oh, why don't you spread your wings and fly? Flying like an autumn wind. Lady, did you lose a friend? Don't be sad and down. Take another look at. What you've lost, you found. Don't be sad and down. Take another look around. Maybe what you've lost, you found.
So sorry to hear of the death of Kevin Ayers, writes Late Junction listener Phil Baird. Phil goes on to say his life seemed to mirror so much of his music. He was a real one-off and a link back to a wonderful era in British music and culture. It's hard to pick just one track, but his Eleanor's Cake, which ate her, from Joy of a Toy, is beautiful, magical, whimsical and poetical. And, like Kevin, so very English. Much of his best work seemed to be underpinned by a lovely lost child fragility, suggestive of a yearning for the simple joys of the nursery and better times where manners, grace and gentleness counted for much more. Kevin is there now, sleeping. We'll meet him again when we listen to his music and in our dreams. Phil, that's so beautifully written. Thank you. Eleanor's Cake there from 1969. And before that, a lovely track about friendship from the new album by Malian singer Rokia Traore called Beautiful Africa. That's out on the 8th of April and featuring a good friend of Late Junction, Sebastian Roachford, on drums. The trio Lady Masery launched a download single, their version of Kate Bush's powerful song This Woman's Work, on International Women's Day on March the 8th. And the song's also marking the start of Women's History Month, celebrating, they say, the strong, independent women around the world.
Pray God you can cope. I stand outside. This woman's work, this woman's world. Oh, it's hard on the man. Now his part is over. Starts the craft of the Father. I know you have a little life in you yet. I know you have a lot of strength left. I know you have a little life in you yet. I know you have a lot of strength left. It should be crying, but I just can't let it show. Should be hoping, but make it go away now. to me. Give me that little kiss. Give me your hand. I know you have a little life in you yet. I know you have a lot of strength left. I know you have a little life in you yet. I know you have a lot of strength left. I should be crying, but I just can't let it show. Should be hoping, but
Lady Masury's moving version of This Woman's Work, launched on the 8th of March to mark International Women's Day. Well, today is the 88th birthday of Pierre Boulez. And back in 1945, when he was a student of Messiaen's, he wrote 12 notations for piano, each piece a sort of essay on a particular musical idea. He put the pieces aside, but then went back to them 30 years later, while he was in the middle of conducting Wagner's Ring in Bayreuth, and he began transcribing them for orchestra, the music blossoming in glorious orchestral colour. This is the seventh of the pieces, commissioned by the Chicago Symphony Orchestra, who play it here now, conducted by Daniel Barenboim.
Thank you.
one of Alfred Schnittke's penitential psalms, If You Wish to Overcome Unending Sorrow. And that was sung by the Danish National Radio Choir, conducted by Stefan Parkman. And it followed Notation No. 7 by Pierre Boulez, who celebrates his 88th birthday today. Happy birthday, Pierre. I'm Fiona Talkington. You're listening to Late Junction on BBC Radio 3. Now, this is a singer known as HK119.
Thank you. Saw you look quite so pretty before. Never saw you dress quite so handsome. What's more, I could hardly wait to keep our date this lovely Easter morning. And my heart beat fast as I came through the door.
Photographers will snap us, and you'll find that you're in the road of gravure.
Well, that's quite some Easter parade. Judy Garland and Fred Astaire and the MGM Studio Orchestra, conducted by John Green, from the 1948 Hollywood film Easter Parade. And they followed the trio of Hilma Jansen, Shahzad Ismaili and Ovin Scarber, collectively known as Bleu de Bluant. And first of all there, the singer HK119, which is the recording name of Hilda Kilpelainen. This is an Iranian love song. It's written by Hamid Motabassam. In the web of your love, I'm entangled. In the sun of your affection, I've grown out of earth. Singing it here with a Dastan ensemble is Humayun Shajarian.
Thank you. as in.
Recorded live at the Oslo Jazz Festival in 2009, Håkon Kornstad on sax, Ingebrigt Håkeflaten on bass and Ewan Christensen on drums. That was actually a Christmas hymn, My Heart Always Wanders to Where the Lord Was Born. And before that, that was an Iranian love song from Homayoun Shajarian and the Dastan Ensemble. I'm paying tribute to Kevin Ayres all this week on Late Junction, and this next track is from a Soft Machine session with John Peel for Top Gear for Radio 1 in December 1967. Clarence in Wonderland, written on the beach in 1966. A carefree summer's day in a bottle.
Drinking all the sky wine. Miss Juliet, late queen of the moon. We'll get there soon, we'll get there soon, yeah, yeah.
Get there soon, yeah, 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 yeah. She's my
Well, the Michael Nyman Band is at the Royal Festival Hall tomorrow night as part of the ongoing The Rest Is Noise Festival. That was Michael Nyman's An Eye for Optical Theory from the score for The Draftsman's Contract. Following on from Clarence in Wonderland from a Soft Machine session for Radio 1's Top Gear with John Peel in December 1967. Kevin Ayers, Mike Ratledge and Robert Wyatt. The track eventually surfaced on the 1970 album Shooting at the Moon. The producer of the session was Bernie Andrews and the engineer was Dave Tate. And I'll be playing more in tribute to Kevin Ayers tomorrow night here on Late Junction. Do you remember a couple of weeks ago I played you the new album by Marius Neset, which opens not with sax but with accordion? Well, the accordionist on Marius's CD Birds, Bjarke Mogensen, is also a member of the accordion duo Mythos, along with Rasmus Scherf Köller. And they've just released a CD which includes Stravinsky's Ballet Petrushka, a perfect sound for the Shrovetide Fair.
Thank you.
Oh, such elegant playing from the Mythos accordion duo Bjarke Mogensen and Rasmus Scherf Köhler at the Shrovetide Fair from Stravinsky's Ballet Petrushka. And that recording's just out on Orchid Classics. Well, almost time for me to go. Do join me live if you can from LSO St Luke's tomorrow lunchtime, part of LSO St Luke's 10th birthday celebrations. And you can hear the LSO strings tomorrow, which include Schoenberg's Verklärte Nacht on their programme. I'll be back with you as usual for Late Junction tomorrow night at 11 o'clock. Hope you can join me then as well. So I'm going to leave you tonight with the sound of Super Silent from Super Silent 6. This is 6.2. Good night.
Hello, I'm John Shea, and welcome to another edition of BBC Radio 3 Through the Night. The Frankfurt Radio Symphony Orchestra and conductor Paavo Järvi are on tour in Prague first this morning for a concert they gave at the Rudolfinum in October 2011. Katia Bunyatishvili joins them a little later for Mozart's Piano Concerto No. 23, and Schubert's Great C Major Symphony rounds off their programme. London has the sad distinction of being the place where Weber died on the eve of his return home in June 1826, after expending what little strength he still had on the hugely successful premiere of his opera Oberon. Among the many numbers that were encored at its first night at Covent Garden was the overture.
Thank you. Thank you.